Hi, I'm Perry, and this is Chemist Corner. Hello, and welcome to Chemist Corner, the program dedicated to helping you become a better creator of cosmetic products. I'm Perry Romanowski. This is day 21 of our series, 30 Days to Become a Better Cosmetic Chemist. In today's program, we're going to talk about how to figure out the cost of any cosmetic formula. When you formulate cosmetics, you'll have to stay within the cost parameters dictated by your company or your customer. It does not make much sense to create formulas that cost more money to make than you can sell them for. And to make sure you create only affordable formulas, you'll have to know how to figure out their costs. In today's program, I'll show you a quick four-step process to determine the raw material costs of your formulation. Now, this would not be the final price of your products because it doesn't include other costs such as manufacturing, packaging, or marketing. But follow these four steps and you will get an exact price for the formulation part of your product. And this is the part that cosmetic chemists have the most control over. Step one, start with a consistent formula. We're going to assume that you have already created a formula. See the show notes page where we've included a spreadsheet that I use to create formulas and also calculate costs. The key is that when you make a formula, you have to know the percentage of the ingredients in your formula. This means you have to equalize your formula by weight. For example, if you are following a formula that calls for measurements of cups, teaspoons, or tablespoons of the ingredients, you have to convert all of these units into a percent weight. The best way to weigh all your ingredients and determine the number of grams that you are using. Once all the ingredients are in terms of grams, you can figure out what percentage in the formula they are. Figuring out percentages is easy enough. You simply add up the total mass of each ingredient in the gram units, as I suggested, to get the total batch size. Then, to figure out the percentage of each ingredient, you just divide the amount of any specific ingredient by the total batch size. So, if you were making a batch that was 500 grams and one of the ingredients you are using was 100 grams, the percent of the ingredient would be 100 divided by 500, or 20%. You would repeat the same procedure for every ingredient in your formula. Fortunately, the cosmetic formulation spreadsheet in the show notes does this calculation for you automatically. All right, let's move on to step two, getting your raw material costs. To get your formulation costs, you need to know the cost of each of your raw materials. This is something you should be able to get from your supplier. Although, if you work at a large company, you might have to go to your purchasing department because they will have the real prices your company pays. You see, lots of companies in the cosmetic industry are able to cut deals on the prices of their raw materials based on the current use or anticipated future use. It's all about volume. So it's difficult to say how much any one ingredient costs because it depends on the type of deal that your purchasing agent worked out with the supplier of the raw material. Anyway, all the costs should be in the same units. Make sure you get a quote for the price in terms of dollars per pound or dollars per kilogram. Since I formulate in America, we calculate all the formula costs in terms of dollars per pound. Most other places in the world are going to use cost per kilogram. It doesn't really matter which one you use as long as all the raw materials are consistently in the same units. Don't mix a dollar per pound price with a dollars per kilogram price because you'll have the wrong answer at the end. The conversion factor for pounds to kilograms is 2.205 pounds equals 1 kilogram. So if the price of a material is $10 per pound, that means it would be $22.05 per kilogram. Also, the final numbers that you get will be in the same units as the cost of the raw materials. Just make sure all the units are the same when you're doing the calculation. Step 4, calculate out the component costs. To figure out the cost of each ingredient, you have to multiply the percent of the ingredient by the cost and divide by 100. So if your ingredient in the formula is at 20% and it costs $4 per pound, you simply multiply 20 times 4, divide that by 100, and you get 0.80. This means the partial cost of the ingredient in the formula is $0.80. This is what I call the component cost. And to figure out that, you have to figure out the component cost for all raw materials. So step four, calculating the complete costs. Figuring out the complete formulation cost is now just a simple matter of adding up the component costs to get the total formula costs. It's pretty easy, especially if you're using the cosmetic formulation spreadsheet in the show notes. So let's just review the four steps to calculating out the cost of your formulation. There's really no complicated math required. Step one, you start with a consistent formula. Make sure all the ingredients are listed as a percentage in the formula. Step two, get your raw material costs. These should all be listed in terms of either dollars per pound or dollars per kilogram. If you're working with a different currency, then use that unit instead. Step three, calculate out the component cost. This is done by simply multiplying the formula percentage and the cost. Step four, calculate the complete formula cost. This is done by adding up all the component costs. Knowing your formulation costs is useful for every formulator to know. It will help whenever you make changes. It can also help you find cost savings, which is something that every company wants their formulators to do. But first, you have to know how much your formula will cost to make in the first place. Today's challenge. For today's challenge, I want you to figure out the cost of one of your formulas. Just follow the steps outlined above and you should be able to do it. Feel free to go to the show notes to get the spreadsheet and also check out our video showing you exactly how to use the spreadsheet. It's really quite a handy device that served me well in my formulation career. While doing this exercise, it's extremely helpful to have a listing of the prices of all the raw materials. I had a spreadsheet of the hundreds of ingredients we used at my former company, which listed the cost of every raw material we bought. Whenever I needed to do costing, I would simply look at the price on my spreadsheet. I'd encourage you to create your own price list like this. You should realize, though, that prices change fairly regularly, so if you do have a list like this, make sure you update it at least once a year. Things change, but really not that much. The best place to find the most accurate costs would be in your purchasing department if you work at a large company. If you are an independent entrepreneur or consultant, then you'll get this information from your raw material suppliers. You might find, however, that suppliers are, you know, often hesitant to give you price quotes because they don't like that information to get out. After you've figured out your pricing and want to check your work, feel free to post your numbers in the comments section of the show notes, and I'll let you know if you're right based on the numbers that you supplied. If you're disinclined to post formulas, just post the unidentified raw material costs and the percentage in the formula. I'd be happy to take a look at it and see if you've got the costing correct. Well, that's today's program. Thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow, we're going to cover cosmetic testing and look at how you can come up with new test methods using information found in patents. If you have found this series helpful, please go to the show notes comments section and leave a comment. I always like to get feedback on what you thought of the show. Also, be sure to share this show with any of your friends or colleagues who might be interested. As always, don't forget to subscribe to us in iTunes or any other podcast playing service that you use. Also, be sure to give us a review on iTunes. iTunes uses reviews to rank podcasts, and so if you give me a review, an honest review, and that would be helpful, and that's going to help other people find the show. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter, we're at Chemist Corner, and like us on Facebook. Additionally, we have a cosmetic science forum that you should check out. It's free to sign up, and you can participate in discussions about cosmetic formulating and get questions answered there. Just go to chemistscorner.com/cosmeticscience talk. Thanks again for listening. I'm Perry Romanowski. Now, go make a difference.